Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Monday, January 2nd. For all of our podcasts and articles, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, welcome to the year of uncertainty, just ahead. Well, we discussed last week what is rapidly becoming my central thesis for the year 2022. It's the year of uncertainty. Essentially, for anyone who models the economy, last year was the year when you just had to plug in a number. You didn't really know what the real number was, so you just used your best estimate of what you thought the number should be. Fundamentally, this all stemmed from a tremendous impact that the various stimulus packages had on the economy. Now, my best guess is that last year's overall economy, there I go plugging in another number, but my best guess is that last year's economy came in somewhere between $19 and $21 trillion, as measured by the gross domestic product. Now, I know that's a large spread, but that's just the first indication of just how uncertain I am. The reason for this uncertainty is that we had an incredible $9 trillion in combined stimulus payments enter the economy, an amount so large that the regular government reporting agencies told us all last year that they would not and they could not estimate the total impact. And if they can't, none of us can either. So what I'm saying is that as much as one half of last year's national income came not from the hard work of the American people, but is simply a gift from those generous people up in Washington, including both President Trump and Biden, and those 565 representatives and senators who were generous enough to spend not just our money, but our grandchildren's grandchildren's money, creating a mountain of debt that is truly astronomic in scope. But more of that later. What we're concerned about today is the impact of those stimulus payments. After all, that's what this investing and finance business is all about. The basic concept is to buy shares in companies that are making a profit and likely to make a profit in the future. And there's an awful lot of fog surrounding the second part of that statement, the future. Oh, sure, many companies were very profitable last year. When consumers spent those stimulus dollars with wild abandon. But what about this year? A year without stimulus? What happens now? And I can tell you that the average Wall Street analyst is sweating bullets right about now, trying to figure all that out. Take a look at this week's economic calendar. Now, the calendar has four columns. The first is a report, then what it did last time, what the street estimates it will do this time, and then the new result. It's that third column that's in trouble. There are more blanks than I can ever remember. It's as if Wall Street came in for a very tough exam, and they really don't know the answers, so they leave them blank. I don't ever recall seeing this number of blanks on the economic calendar. Why? Because analysts are afraid to stick their neck out. With this level of uncertainty, they're not going to be the one caught out in left field. Let me give you a couple of examples of economic reports that this week have no Wall Street estimates. The JOLTS report, how many hired last week and how many quit? No answer from the street. Same for initial claims for unemployment. The street is mum. Okay, here's an easy one. How about this week's 30-year mortgage rate? It doesn't change very much. How about a street estimate on the mortgages? Nope, nada. All right, at last I found a report that the street is estimating. The November trade balance. After all, you've had a month to think about this one. Any guesses what? Well, the street does have an estimate. They project that the trade deficit will range somewhere between 70 and 81 billion. That's a span big enough to drive a semi-truck through. In other words, Wall Street really isn't at all sure what the trade deficit will be, but they're willing to take a wild guess. And I'm willing to guess that they'll all be low, that the trade deficit will be higher than their highest estimate. Now, we can all have a pretty good laugh at the trouble that Wall Street analysts find themselves in currently, but it underscores what I think is the larger problem for all investors this year. We assume that everything is normal right now, that the economy is behaving as it usually does. And certainly the market averages, with all their respective records, indicate that all is well. And that might indeed be the case. It may be that the economy has weathered the storm, and that all the record levels for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the Standard & Poor's 500 all indicate that 2022 will continue on those winning ways. But I don't believe that for a second. That little voice in the back of my head keeps telling me that we don't really know where we are. We are indeed in uncharted waters, and while we may sail our way out of here, it won't be before we run into a couple of major storms. As my Puritan grandmother always told me, you don't get nothing for nothing. And remember last year, we got half of our national income for nothing. Now, in economic news today, we'll get the latest on construction spending, and research company Marquette will give us the final December report on the Purchasing Managers Index. There are no earnings reports today, however. And that's the value side for this first trading day in 2022, Monday, January 3rd. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.